Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good as we are halfway to the weekend and, you know, getting close to the NCAA games. Hawks game threw me off last night because I was like, what channel is it on? And finally figured out, oh, they playing in Houston, so the game starts at a different time.
A little later. You could have missed it.
Yeah, you could have missed it. Got some good NFL news. We were just laughing about Russell Wilson. You know, he's on the big, he's in the Big Apple, baby.
Big Apple.
Where he wants to be.
The rumor was like 10 years ago, they started coming out of Seattle. They're like, oh, I don't know, Russell someday, him and Sierra, they got big plans.
It was after he left, it was like, before he ended up signing with the Broncos, that's what there was. Like, he wants to go to New York.
It was a couple years before he left Seattle. Really? Little rumblings. They were like, I don't know. Because it was like some insider, I don't remember who the insider was, had access to somebody in Russell's camp who never talks to anybody. And it was like, they're saying maybe, because Russ has ambitions beyond football. any of this. Yeah. Like, you know, and Sierra, she wants to, you know, like, I don't know, maybe L.A., New York, whatever. And everybody at the time was like, nah, Russell's happy here.
Yeah.
Just bought a house in Seattle on the water. Everybody, they're good. They won a Super Bowl, I guess. And now it took a long time to get there.
Yeah, but
a couple different stops.
But that's the thing about it. It's like
now Russ is a giant.
Like Mr. Unlimited.
I saw that clip. It still makes me laugh. I'm just like, dude, you got all these cribs. You got that beautiful big ass house in Seattle.
Sold it.
Okay, he sold it.
Yeah,
you bought that big ass beautiful house.
Sucks for my brother because he used to keep the lawn.
You bought
and it
that
was nice.
Big ass beautiful house in Denver. I'm assuming you're selling
probably
that.
I sold that too.
I'm assuming you bought this big ass house in Pitt because you got wife and kids, so you got to get space.
Yeah, you got to have a home base.
Yeah. So now you're going to buy a place in Jersey or just rent Aaron Rodgers' house. That's what I would do. If I was him, I'd call Aaron and rent his house.
Sure.
Yeah. Just let me go on and rent the house and everything. Because there's nothing worse than having houses in different cities and trying to keep upkeep and all that other crap.
And having to move everybody and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. They're in school. Yeah, now you got to go to fourth grade in a different city.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because Sierra ain't letting Russ live by himself. Come on, Future and all the other ones. We moving to Jersey.
Yeah, we're going to Jersey now.
He seems like the type of cat that live in downtown Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
He seems like I'll just commute.
Yeah. I'll take the train.
I'll take the train.
Something like that.
I want to live right next
amongst
to Central Park.
People.
Right next to Central Park.
Goes to like a coffee shop in the morning with a scarf on.
Yeah. In the summertime.
Yeah, like sits there and does a little work on a laptop, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That sounds like Russ.
He seems like the type of cat that would.
He's got his Microsoft Surface out there looking at plays.
He would definitely be the kind of cat that would want to live.
So he's a giant, and so's Jameis, and those guys being in the same locker room.
That's going to be the most sanctified, prayed upon, prayed for everybody room that's ever been.
Well,
you got. I mean, ain't
the
nothing
Giants
wrong,
need a miracle.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving the Lord. I love the Lord, Andy. But
they said, I'm strong if you strong. And I said,
whenever you play, we come out the tunnel and everything before the game, and usually you go out by position groups and everything for warm ups. And so then everybody, you know, position group will get, put your hand in, let's go, fellas, blah, blah, blah. Boy, that three circle right there with Russ, Jameis, and whoever the other quarterback is going to be funny as hell.
Do you have to be the starting quarterback to be the pregame speech giver?
Jameis has shown that you don't have to be.
Because they're going to be fighting for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they probably honestly want that more than they want the starting job.
They're going to play paper, rock, scissors.
Every game.
Yeah, they'll play paper, rock, scissors Sunday before we go out. All right, your turn, Russ, my turn.
And I'll be honest with you. Like, those are two guys that love giving them. And I enjoy it in almost like unintentional comedy ways.
Yeah.
Neither one of them's good at it.
No.
Like, no one's ever been
fired up by either one of those guys'
pregame speeches ever.
Why not us?
You could practically hear the eyes rolling
and you got
in his teammates' heads when Russell Wilson's giving you the nonsense pregame speeches.
Yeah, you got Jameis. I mean, you got Jameis out there. You know that concrete that we're standing on? That's the concrete of team. Some stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
Like, what are you talking about,
it's
dude?
Real two different styles. It's going to be a blessed locker room, though. Here's what it does do, though, like if there's anything serious about it. It's one more team that's kind of off the list that would have been or is, was interested in veteran quarterbacks.
Right.
At least they got two of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we were talking about, all right, if this team needs it, maybe Kirk could be traded there. And there was one brief moment a few weeks back. It was like, I don't know, maybe Jameis. Well, they got Russ and Jameis.
Yes.
So thank you, Giants.
Yes.
You took two guys off the list and out of the way of Kirk Cousins potentially getting a trade. Now, Steelers still need a guy, obviously. Browns still need a guy. Vikings are still have their toe in the pool for some reason.
I saw a clip that JJ said that he's the guy. They told him he's the guy and everything like that. The thing with Pittsburgh is
what?
I don't know.
Yeah,
are they waiting on Aaron?
I think so.
They are waiting on Aaron. So what Aaron waiting on? I don't know.
The moons to align.
Yeah,
with Saturn?
I guess. I don't know, man. I guess whatever. But yeah, I mean that's their spot. Then Cleveland,
what's Cleveland waiting on?
Like, is there a mystery team out there that you would think of? Not really.
Yeah, the mystery door.
Like everybody has
mystery contestant.
Who would be the mystery contestant?
Well,
quarterback?
It's not. This is like just to sort of not be fun or funny anymore. Someone gets hurt. That's the mystery team. Yeah. Somebody who has a starting quarterback right now gets hurt in training camp or something like that, and then you make a trade at that point. That's a long time from now, though.
Yeah,
it's a very long time
man.
From now.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of more Kirk Cousins being on the Falcons than I want.
Well, yeah, but he's there. He's there. You know, I'm going to be interested to see if he shows up for the all season condition. For
sure. Yeah.
I would just be now. If I'm him, I'm not.
No.
You know,
I don't want to be here.
You know, I mean, they gave you the 10. I mean, he probably got. I don't know if he has in his contract, but he probably got a couple $100,000 workout bonus.
Probably, but at this point, how much more do you need the Falcons
exactly.
to give you?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, something like that.
Because that 10 did finally, that solidified the full 100.
Yes.
All the guarantee comes home to him now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. But it is, I saw that yesterday and I was like, oh, wow. Kind of just weird timing, I guess. Like they're kind of waiting, and I guess maybe they were tired of waiting for Aaron Rodgers to go with what he was going to do with Pittsburgh.
It looked like Russ just basically was like, okay, fine, I'm tired of waiting. Because I'm pretty sure Russ wanted to be back at Pittsburgh.
Right.
I'm not going to go play with those damn Giants.
The Giants are the worst. Are they the worst option? The Browns are also a bad option.
Yeah, but the Browns,
those are both terrible options.
I think the Browns might be better than the Giants.
Okay.
I think, you know, outside of Myles Garrett, because Myles Garrett is one of one.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the collection, maybe the Giants are better.
I mean, neither are good.
Neither are really
They're both
good.
Really bad, and they've been bad for a long time.
Neither are really good.
Yeah.
But
clearly the Steelers would be better, or the Vikings, had they been in the mix still. That's a better option, too. Well, you got him. You got Russ.
Yeah, boy, that's going to be
Mr. Cool. Unlimited.
I'm waiting for the slogan, because he's pretty quiet at Pittsburgh.
Well, they made him be.
Yeah,
Giants aren't going to make him be quiet.
Hey, listen here, Russ. Like you call him Rush.
Here's one thing we're not going to do.
It's one thing. Hey, nobody, all the catchphrases nobody want to hear, man.
Yeah, Broncos country is not right.
Probably call him Maine. Hey, man. Why'd you probably call him? Hey, listen, man. We ain't with all that slogan stuff, boy. We ain't with all that.
All the social media workouts. Because that's how I told you the day after the season. Russ not going back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because the first thing he did as soon as the season was over is start posting workout videos again.
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. That's he's not going to be a Steeler.
That's why I kept asking, like, is that his house? Because it's always the same feel with that little wood fence in the background on that little AstroTurf.
Well, I'm
like, is that his house?
Because I think they've got, like, their main base in like, Southern California.
Okay.
I think so. I think he's got a house there.
Okay.
And then
who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
who doesn't have a base in Southern California?
Right.
Anybody who's anybody.
For whatever reason.
But I think that's it.
There are so many better places to live than there.
Where?
In Southern California.
It's nice.
Man, please. For the money and the earthquakes and the smog.
True, fair.
And the traffic.
No, I'm not saying live in L.A.
There's so many better places
to live. You go a little south of there or a little north of there.
There's so many better places to live.
Where's better?
Huh?
Where's better?
Anywhere. I mean, you know how
Atlanta's better.
Atlanta's better.
Yeah.
Miami's better.
Atlanta's better.
I was going to say Houston, but not no more. Dallas, not no more. They just, I don't know about all them places.
Okay.
Or go to
Charlotte. You know, that's an American Airlines hub.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah, so you can fly anywhere.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of places are better. Everybody wants to live in Hollywood, pay them high-ass property taxes.
That's your taxes are high over
they're
there.
They're just like, uh-uh. oh, but everybody likes it. I understand the weather, but it got some new stuff. It's colder than it usually is out in L.A. now.
Is that right?
It's been chilly out there and everything. So I just don't get the obsession with it.
They got some new stuff.
They got some new stuff.
It's colder
out there
than it used to be.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, dog. I go to L.A. We go to my wife's from L.A., so.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys had to buy more coats.
I don't understand the obsession with it, man. I really, really don't. I don't. I try to.
Hey, guess what?
Tell me.
Championship.
Championship,
the Atlanta
baby.
Drive are champions of the TGL. They won the SoFi Cup last night. Congratulations to all those guys for winning the first season of the TGL.
Hyped hell,
it was very exciting.
They were like, yeah.
Like I will give credit where credit is due on this one. Like throughout the season, it was kind of like, all right, trying to learn all the rules, and it's like they only play 15 holes and they play this format for a while, and then they go to singles, and then what's the hammer? How does that? And
I
then
like
they,
how they throw the hammer.
Well, they increased the hammer mid-season, which was the best thing they did, and then they were down three yesterday, three holes with like four to go, and then they just started throwing hammers.
Yeah.
And New York didn't know what to do. They were like, oh, God, should we accept it? No, we'll just give them the point.
Yep.
And they it was perfect, and then they accepted it on the 14th hole, and Billy Horschel made a huge putt. And went absolutely ballistic.
Yes, he did.
Like, lost his mind.
Yes, he did. It was crazy.
And then they won.
But, you know, we asked them this week. I was like, what's the strategy behind the hammer and everything like that? Y'all go over and everything. And obviously, they had some kind of thought process behind it yesterday, the way they used it. And, like, Billy was on one. Like, you thought Billy won, but, you know.
Billy spiked his hat like the tournament was over.
I just think
it was another hole to play.
A lot of times, and when you're in that competitive environment, a lot of times, it just comes out of you. Like, you thought he, well, no, because he would have spiked his hat if he won the U.S. Open.
This guy spiked, the only person I've ever seen spike their hat after winning a golf tournament was Tiger.
Yes.
At the Arnold Palmer Invitational, like, 15 years ago. I never seen anybody else do that.
Yeah, man, but he was feeling
then
it,
Billy Horschel yesterday on the 14th hole of the TGL.
But he was feeling it.
There was a hole left.
He looked at it more or less like, I got these blanks where I want.
Did he think they won when he made that putt?
Definitely.
Because it seemed like he did.
Definitely.
There was another hole to play, and they still could have lost. If they would have lost that hole, they would have lost the match.
It's,
they had
you know, it's too bad we won't get to talk to anybody anymore.
Dang
this
it.
Year.
I guess we'll have to ask him next year.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him next year. Damn it.
But. Also, did they funnel a beer through the TGL Cup?
You're still on it, huh?
Well, I just, you know. I thought there was, I don't know, Billy seemed to have thought about it. He was like, well, I don't think there's a bottom in it. We can't drink a beer out of it. And I was like, all right, well, have you ever heard of a beer bong, Billy? And then he said he was a Scotch guy. And I was like, well, he probably can't bong
you
Scotch.
You don't become a Scotch guy. All right, you become a guy, a liquor guy, whatever you want to call your liquor preference. It's a process, dude. You don't just wake up, come out the womb Scotch guy.
No.
As hard as I was born,
I never met a baby drinking Scotch.
It's a process of, you know what? Then you get to a grown man age where you eliminate, you get like, you know what? I'm going to be this guy.
Yeah. I'm not there yet with Scotch.
I can't be a guy because I'll drink other stuff. Meaning, if I say.
Yeah, but like you have a preference.
Yeah, but I have a preference. But if you put guy behind it, that means that's all you drink.
That's a good rule. A good rule. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a hump day. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.